Sky By here. I'm going to have John Powell Hyde up in about three songs. I'm going to play some tunes, so play in about 9 minutes, so stay tuned. And it should be a great show right now. I have new stuff. Hopefully this is a CD. Hopefully the CD players are working here today. If they're not functioning, then John will be up quicker than we thought. But this is New Neighborhoods. Heyo, see that? We're back. That was New Neighborhoods with Half Life off their great CD, Last Known Address. But I'm here with John Powell Hyder. What's up, John?
Hey, man. Oh, geez. I was in Albany, New York.
I know.
Today with the family and drove back with my son, Robin. Pulled into town. I don't know. It was pretty early, actually. I've been back for a while. So busy with everything. And this is nice, though. It's nice to be here with you, Sky Bar.
Thanks so much for coming in, because I know you're a busy guy. And we have this new CD, which we're going to be talking a lot about, The Bad Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be playing a lot of it. And I, much like Airport Life, there are a lot of players and musicians and whatnot on this thing. So it's not something you can just, I imagine, run in the studio and bang it out on a weekend.
No. In fact, this one's taken 5 years. But it's pretty much the same team that was on the Airport Life record. The same studios, same engineers, most of the same players, same horn arranger and string arranger. So I found this very cool, supportive group of players, and it's the same band. And we've kind of got it worked out now between us going in and cutting tracks and then taking basics and sending them to each member to work on. And we get it done, you know.
Yeah.
So you're right, though. I had a lot of help, and Peter Moore is a crucial member of the band. We recorded a lot at his place. This record, also a lot of tracks were done at Q Division. So John Lupfer and his team of engineers.
Yep.
And Paul Allstrand did the strings and the horns, and
he's done a lot of work. Was he with Jenny D?
That's right. Yeah, he was Jenny D, and he's gigging all the time. He's gigging like every night of the week, you know. But he's currently working on another arrangement for me because we're going to try to do a Randy Newman single.
Really?
And of Randy's tunes. And he's doing a horn arrangement for, I don't want to spoil which tunes. So we continue to work. And, you know, you always got to pay the horn players. They always got to get paid. The guitar players, you can kind of just, you know, make it up to you or whatever. But horn players, why is that? I don't know.
They're like, I don't know, it's a superior skill. A little harder to play the horn than the guitar. I don't know.
They could have an aneurysm or something while they're playing. It looks painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, the record's done. It didn't take as long as that Neighborhoods record took, man.
No, that's right.
That took 29 years.
That's right. John used to tell me it was good to go every other year.
Right.
It's in the can. Everything's done.
He played me the record about 3 years ago, and I was like, "This is fantastic! It's done. When's it coming out?" You know, but I guess talk to Dave. But I think the timing actually all worked out. It all worked out because it's getting great.
Well, David's a busy guy with his studio.
Sure.
And he's done his share of gigging and playing out, and
it was worth the wait. Yeah. It's a great record. I love it. I really love it. You know, that's it's not like they're trying to recapture some old glory. It seems like an evolved thing, you know. It's them in 2019 or 2020.
And yeah.
Dave's still, you know, very poetic guy. I love his lyrics. And Lee, always good for two incredible songs. And the two on here are incredible, you know. So
they were the first band that I latched on to back
Can't
in
blame
the
you. They used to play Albany every few months, you know, and that's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. As I said, and I just, you know, they were truly heroes and rock gods to me, you know. So to sort of know those guys now and have played with them a little bit is unbelievable. Yeah. But a lot of my favorite bands were Boston bands, you know. And I considered,
how long were you in all? When did you get here?
2000, a couple years after you started your postal gig. Yeah, 2000.
You. I was on the downside in 2000.
Oh, were you? The downside. 2000, so that's been 20 years now. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I saw, we'll get to this, I saw Ike Riley in Albany.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember the venue?
Damn, no. I could, no. If someone's listening, they will probably message me the venue.
Did you know what year that would have been?
Oh, God. I don't know. Let's ballpark it and 7-8 years ago.
Okay. Huh. Could have been.
I don't know.
The low B door. Valentine's.
Yes.
They've since closed. But
that was it.
Howard Glassman. He was he was a real champion of local music for decades, and he, you know, booked the Hoods a ton. It is a whole place called Bogies, and then it became Valentine's. Now it's the low B, which I think is still going too. But Ike Riley's great.
Yeah,
I got turned on to him a little late in the game, but he's terrific. We got to open for Ike Riley at the Great Scott.
Yes, I was at that show. Yeah.
And then PAs or whatever, maybe I opened solo or something. It's hard.
Did you open?
I can't remember. I'm a little fuzzy.
This is turning into an Ike segment. We're going to get off Ike in a minute, and John's going to play a song. But that Ike thing, my friend Jeff and I refer to that as the couch show. We were talking off here a bit about it because it was at PAs.
Yeah.
And there were, I don't know, maybe 7 people there.
Which was weird.
And Ike's kind of like, you know, let's just go in this other room here. I'll sit on the couch and play a few tongs.
Right.
And
he had a good attitude.
That's the thing. You know, he always has a great attitude. Mm-hmm. And it must be hard because he's, what, Illinois, Chicago area?
Yes.
So it isn't, he can't just, you know, drive a couple hours and get here. So to come out here, I would imagine it's going to be a bit depressing if there's no one in the venue. That was a solo, I think, too. I think that was a solo.
When he has a band, it's usually a good crowd. Yeah. And he's got a killer band.
Yeah.
You know, so I haven't seen him in too long because it's always inspirational to see him. It's like, wow, there it is, you know. That's what it's all about. He's got that very kind of literate, dark, like Warren Zevon kind of thing happening. Oof. But he's got his own thing happening.
I like Warren a lot, too.
Yeah.
Poor Warren. I'm going to let you play something.
Okay.
And we'll...
I borrowed my wife's guitar.
Looks good enough.
And it's still dusty. I put a high E string on it, and there hasn't been a high E string on this in years. I was kind of in a panic, but my tuner broke. This is a song on the album. In fact, Paul did a great horn arrangement for this. It's called Gridlock Memory Lane, and it was inspired by my grandfather visiting him in the senior home. before he died. But a lot of his life is actually in here. So a lot of truth.
All right.
But anyway, it goes... I didn't catch your name, I just looked at your medical and bracelet. In the afternoon sun, girl, you almost look young. Well, at least you look younger. Shuffle to my room with your walker and we can catch Brian Williams. That's the embassy news, bombing embassy blues, killing thugs and civilians. I miss my Marjorie, she would not approve of you and me. And it's our anniversary, grid-like memory lane, assisted living community. Last night on Channel 2 I learned Sadada was an absentee father on his search for the truth, but you fell asleep, Ruth, so they came in and got you. Buddha on his bed said what he wanted was another 100 years, Ruth, because the life was so sweet. No, it just can't be beat. He never tasted the meat here. I miss my family that come to visit so infrequently. They're all busy working pain. I'm grid like memory lane, assisted living community. I killed a man with a bayonet, yeah. Learned to play me some good trumpet. Raise a couple of beautiful girls. Johnny Carson's America was a different world. Never wanted to hurt that man, but it was him on me, and now I'm holding your hand. Grid like memory lane, assisted living facility. Community facility.
Big finish.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, I'm going to play something off of that, off of the Bad Pilot. We're going to I'm going to come back and, as I said, babble a bit more.
Yeah. But
this is another one off the fantastic new release by John Paul Haida, International Airport.
Thank you.
Here we go.
I was on a public bus. I was richer than Donald Trump. Thank you. I was on a public bus. I was richer than Donald.
Right, that was the gentleman.
What an ending. All right.
I know you're fond of them as well.
I love them, yes. When I was thinking of where to move from Albany, because I'd been there forever and played the same couple of clubs, you know, it's like, you know, where you, New York City's actually an hour closer to Albany than Boston. But, you know, I thought Boston had such cool bands, and I really wanted to be closer to the gentlemen, because they were just together and they were blowing my mind, and the Upper Crust I had just fallen in love with. So to be close to them and to walk the same streets that the neighborhoods did, you know, they weren't playing at the time, but I did do a little recording with Dave. I recorded an acoustic demo with him before I moved out here. So I was like, I want to go to Boston. That's where the action is. You know?
Did you ever get a chance to see a band called The Outlets?
No. No, although I think I may have played with some of those guys at like at Willie's, Willie Loco's birthday party and stuff.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
They were some, again, them in the neighborhood back then, they were something too.
Certainly know of their legendary status.
Yeah.
Never got to see them.
But let's get back to CD a bit. I want to, well, first the name, International Airport. Mm-hmm. I often ask people about their names, and usually there's nothing behind it. Sometimes there is. John Paul Hyde, International Airport.
Yeah, I didn't even learn how to drive a car until I was 49. So I think when the band came together, it was just kind of ridiculous. But I saw that Ronald Reagan had an international airport, and I thought, well, I want one. You know, it was as simple as that. And I was in the Rudds before this band, and we were named after... Phil Rudd from AC/DC.
Okay.
And I don't know, nobody ever really got that reference. And
yeah.
I needed something with my name in it. I didn't want to call it the John Paul Hyde Band because, you know.
You were just bigger than that.
That's what I meant to say. But I didn't want to come out and say it. So thanks for coming out and saying it.
Damn airport.
That's the name. Jake Brennan told me, you know, he's like, it's a way better name than the Rudds. So that was good enough for me.
That worked.
We're stuck with it now. And I guess even if I make a solo album, you could use that name as a... But the two albums have been band albums. The band's contributed a lot, so... It's a mouthful. You call us JPX, you know?
Yeah, I see that a lot, JPX. I want to talk about recycling for a minute. I'm going to play that on
the
CD later.
We've got to save the planet, man.
But I was just telling you, in Medford, where I live, we have two big-ass barrels. And one is recycling, one is... the other trash. The recycling one is a lot bigger. So, and you just have that little blue bin,
right? We still have the bin. Yeah, when we moved in to Arlington, we were issued one. And we also do composting.
It's a whole nother
animal.
That's
not an Arlington thing. It's just something that we do. And you'll find your garbage is a lot lighter. You know, there's services that will come and take your bucket and they give you a new bucket. But as far as Recycle Morning in Arlington Heights, which I think is what you're getting to.
Yeah.
I was taking out my blue bin one morning, and I noticed it was filled with wine bottles and diaper boxes. It really, really was. And I just started singing that opening line, and I thought, well, I'll just write a ton of lyrics. And it just was a simple blues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the underbelly of the suburbs. I think there is a darkness to Arlington, you know.
Up the Heights especially.
Maybe in the Heights around the Walgreens where we are.
Yeah, but, Trader Joe's.
But, yeah, so I did it in, I cut it at Peter's, and I did it in this kind of alter ego voice. You know, sort of a Billy Gibbons meets Nash Cato meets Captain Beefheart kind of a voice. I don't know where it comes from, but I get sick of my own voice, and I think that's why Amber sings a couple tunes on the record. And this, I think I've named this character Frank Big House Canyons. That's what I call him. And he sings Recycle Morning in Arlington Heights. Were you going to play that one or something?
We'll play that later.
Okay, cool.
But I'm not positive what to recycle, but I usually err on the side of recycling because it's a bigger barrel.
Yeah, a barrel. So you can fit the bin in your kitchen. You know, that's like it's in our kitchen.
Yeah, no, it's
so
a big ass barrel. And initially I said, and I thought, we only get, everything's got to fit in two barrels. You recycle more now.
I should just drive through your neighborhood so I can see what these things look like.
I'll give you the ad later. I don't want it on the airwaves.
What's the upside of the barrel? They don't blow over or the wind?
You can fit more in it. You can recycle everything.
Mm.
There's very little that's, in my eyes, not non-recyclable.
Right, I know what you mean. Err on the side of recycling.
Yeah. It's a bigger barrel. It's going to fit more. It's going to hold more stuff. Throw it in there. I try to avoid putting food products in there, but everything else is pretty much fair game.
Well, that's where the compost... comes in, you know.
We don't have that.
We're pretty green there in my house. My wife got me green. I'm way greener than I ever was before. So, yeah. All so right. I wrote a song about it. I don't know. It's like seemed like
the thing to do.
The it's thing to
song.
Do. The thing to do. You know, no one's writing recycle songs.
Nobody. Or Arlington, for that matter.
Yeah.
So you killed two birds with one stone.
Right. It's actually my second Arlington song because I had a song about Arlington Center that I used to play. But I don't remember that, so we won't get into that.
No, we're into recycle now. Right. But I'm going to let you play one.
Okay.
And then then I'll come back. I'll probably play that and some other stuff.
Okay, I'm going to play a brand new song that's not on The Bad Pilot. It's about my last trip to California. And I have a friend named Fernando Perdomo, who actually plays in the Naz with me now, because I play with Stukey and Tom. At least we did play once in Cincinnati, and it looks like we're going to play again in June in Philadelphia. I hope that happens. Anyway, this song is called Fernando Three Times, because when I was out there, I called him, and he never called me back, but now we're pals, so...
I took an Uber from the Getty Villa to UCLA. If not for Sandy, wouldn't be in Pasadena listening to the tubes play. I called Fernando three times, but I'm just wasting my time. I can't get arrested in California. Steakhouse in the valley, they say Joni's been going. It's hard for her to rehabilitate with everyone glowing. You all just give me the blues. You only listen to blue. I can't get arrested in California. Sunset on the strip, power down all the conduits. This is just depressing. I will cop to a magic here. I dig the ones who are truly weird. Up north they're only bluffing. San Francisco in the house, say boo. Woo! I was pretty and young, but I sucked then. Oh, oh. Ah, ah, ah.
Very nice.
Those are kind of Nazzy major seventh chords there, I noticed. You know, Naz would go, they'd go pretty hard rock and then ballad. That was their thing.
That was their shtick.
It's still their shtick.
Gonna play some music off Bad Pilot.
Cool, thank you.
Come back. I might throw something else in there. Maybe I might throw something in from Airport Life as well.
Well, we're very proud of that, our debut,
yes.
So that'd be great.
We'll get a couple in there. We'll be back shortly.
Morning in Arlington Heights. I'm watching murder programs with Susan Lucci. And we'll stay at home, Papa. I'm your coochie, coochie man. About 3 o'clock, I'm up on myself a beer. I cover my neck before she come back here. Yeah. I maintain I'm doing alright. And it's the psycho morning in Arlington Heights.
Back in a jiffy.
Yeah.
All right. That was Mutual off of Airport Life.
Right. That was our debut record. Mm. And Mutual, that was recorded at Q Division. They're really kind of out of character for us. I think a lot of people that don't really like us like that song. You know? Well, why don't you do more like that, they say. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I could, I would, you know.
Yeah.
That one just kind of came out on the piano.
But that's good because the whole album, CDs, they're not totally the same. You do mix some different styles.
Well, those are the artists that I like, you know, that do different things, try different things, you know, and they don't, you never know what to expect. So
yeah.
I like those people that try hard rock and then do a little rap. I don't know, any old thing, you know.
Anything different, yeah.
Anything different. See what you mean. Instead of like everything sounds like the Ramones. You know, I like the Ramones, but I think you can hopefully age into music that's a little bit more diverse.
Yeah. AC/DC, I guess, was like that. They did one thing real well and
they
just
sure
pounded
did.
It to death.
They
and they
sure
were great
did.
At it, though. But
they
so,
were. Most people can't.
That's the only if it's not broken. What?
Right.
So you have that. And it must be hard when you, especially when you have this huge success with a certain sound.
Right.
To especially if like a bigger act, to deviate. You know, you're afraid of your fan base getting alienated.
I wonder if they wanted to, AC/DC wanted to deviate. I don't know. I saw them once.
I only saw them once, too.
And it was a powerful experience. My God, they were just so powerful. It was like the Colosseum. Like, you thought if they said kill, you know, people would.
Yeah.
It was so primal and primitive. It was just rocking and a little frightening.
I don't think they could do anything else. That's
they do it. They do it with such economy. You know, it's like almost like R&B in a sense. It's almost like funky music. It's just so, it hits you so powerfully, like right in the chest. It's great. I love them. But I'll leave that to them.
Indeed.
I like to rock, though. Don't get me wrong. I like rock and roll is what I love.
Well, you bounce around too.
Yeah, you, some rockers.
You can do all kinds of stuff. I've seen you do all kinds of different stuff.
Rocking is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocking out.
We a lot of the band, you know, like the Hoods, the Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Rock bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you throw up the devil horns, and it's involuntary. They're so rocking so hard that you find yourself throwing up the devil horns, which makes you wonder if Satan is in control.
I don't know.
Callers.
Currently, he might be.
That's true.
Right.
That's so true.
Not to morph into that.
Nice to hear you say that. You never know when you're talking to people where they stand.
I know.
Stand, so.
Oh, no. I put the L in liberal.
Oh, great. I actually wrote a new... I have a protest song called Melania. You know,
yes, I've heard that.
Which is a protest song, really.
But that's just a single.
It's a Bandcamp single. Yeah. And I actually just wrote another one. So I'm not ready to play it. But maybe it'll be on the next one or the one after that, you know, depending on what happens in 2020, you know. But anyway.
Have at it.
Have at it.
Bank something out.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to try another new one. This is called Star Kid.
Good.
Here in profusion, the great leading man Robert Redford, Rex Harrison, Professor Higgins, if you will. But now, entering the ring he's entered so many times before, a man who knows what losing means. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on in, it's Frank Sinatra.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
So you're still working constantly. This is out. New CD out, and you still got more stuff.
We're pretty close. I don't want to say close, but this last one took 5 years.
Yeah.
But we recorded so many songs that are near to completion that I hope we can have another one done.
Prior to 5 years?
Yeah, I'm not going to make any predictions, but I'm going into Peter's again, started that up.
Yeah.
And I want to get in there as much as I can because I'm excited about the next one. It's strange having the kids and mm-hmm. everything. You think, well, will it stop, you know? But I don't know. Something still compels me, my master, you know? Yeah. And I'm not a very ambitious person in other areas of my life, but for some reason, the songs keep coming. And so, yeah.
Well, if you're going to pick something, it's a pretty good thing to be ambitious
That's it, right. You got to do something. Have something to do, yeah. They say. If you're not going to kill yourself, find something to do. So, and I got a band, and I got gigs. We play every other week at Toad.
Right.
So, you know, there's gigs to look forward to.
Tuesdays at Toad, right?
Tuesdays at 7:30, which is nice and early.
People which is why we kind of, it took us a while to get this thing locked in because you know, it was every other.
A week from tonight is the 28th. We'll be there mm-hmm. at 7:30 without our keyboard player. Peter Moore has something else going on, so we'll crank up the rock.
Work around it.
We'll work around it, yeah. So, you know, got a band, got gigs, and I want to keep it fresh, give the band new material to work on too, so. Because they're like that, you know, they're music lovers and they're great players.
Yeah.
So try to keep them entertained and engaged.
I'm gonna play. Usually when people come in, I play like a lot of their new CD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just gonna, and I've been playing this for the past, since you dropped it off, I've been playing it pretty regularly.
Great.
But I'm gonna play another one off of that, and what time? See the hour's quick when someone's here.
Right.
When I'm by myself, I'm like, it's an hour's left. But when someone's here, you're just like, nah, we had a 2 hour show.
Yeah. Right.
But we're gonna get
Let's
one
not push
more
our
in.
Luck. We're doing so good.
Yeah, right. Burn out here. We're gonna get one more in. We're gonna talk stuff to talk about your upcoming shows, talk a little bit about Nat and his maybe I'll play some Nat.
Please do.
After I get this in, and we'll be back. John's got one more in him, and this is off of The Bad Pilot.
Languid on the streets of Colorado, there's a calling that she answers to. Late night matinee, the Colorado, there's a dream and it is sailed on through. In the heart-spent string of a different scene. Tattoos on the neck and teen on their breath, the crystal method.
Those tricky CD players.
That's it, man. I thought maybe it was my language, but I think this one's fairly clean.
No, Denver
this
was
saucy, but it's clean.
Denver was clean. Did you? But anyway, I like the jive of it, right? That was sounded like a good track. So we might have to play your other one sooner than expected.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
But that was Denver, Be Gentle with my stuff.
I was going for a Bee Gees kind of vibe on that one. And usually, when I try to do something, I misunderstand it, and it comes out like us. But, yeah, you know, it's about a house husband who wants to get into some new stuff.
Yeah.
Not autobiographical, I promise you.
I can play Nat.
Yeah.
And then we'll
then we'll come back and do that. Play that tune. If see, that's what I, one thing about MFO, it's been good to me.
We keep it real.
It's a good station. No, but the damn CD players. I contacted someone and they said, oh, we're going to, yeah, we're working on getting those changed out. Well, the sooner the better, I guess, right? This is Nat Friedberg.
Let's see if you play his song.
If we find the time, As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
There you have it. Friedberg with Queen for a Day, and it was a little public service announcement that's required here at WMFO 1 Hour.
Which album of the three is that one off of, that Nat song?
His first.
His first, okay. All within a year he released three. That's incredible.
Yeah, and then there was a... There was even a side project thing,
right,
too.
Right, Freeloader, I think.
Yeah, that's right. There was Freeloader, there were two Nats, and yeah, this is number three. That's a good segue, which you'll be playing with, right?
Right, at the Plow and Stars, Friday, February 8th, and it's his third CD release, Party. So very excited to do that. Again, Peter Moore, I think, can't make that one. So we'll be rocking out with, and happy to rock out with Nat, who is... one of my favorite songwriters. You know, I love his songs. He just doesn't write bad songs, you know.
Yeah, when he came on, I was a little bit like intimidated. I'm like, this guy's in the upper crust. They're like,
right. He's very sort of sweet down to
earth. They were pretty big for a local band to, you know.
Sure. They're on Conan and
played to some large venues.
They opened for Aerosmith New Year's Eve, right?
They did a lot of big shows. But he was nice guy.
When I saw the upper crust in Albany just before I moved here, there were about 15 of us there, and I had read about them in like Guitar World magazine. They sound like AC/DC. I was like, whatever, you gotta prove that to me. So then I went to see him, and I was like, oh my god, I was an instant fan. I was like, sure, it's funny, but it's really great songwriting and great playing. And so, you know, there were like 15 people there. I bought everything I could find from those guys. Then when I moved here, they were playing at Lily's, I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I don't know if I made the right decision moving to Boston. I went, and it was packed. It was sold out. And all these like really hot 20-year-old girls were singing along to every word. I was like, I made the right choice.
Yeah. I don't know how they come up with the garb that they throw on. I don't know where they came from. But
so funny. But yeah, so February 8th. Also, February 1st, I'm playing with Sean Wolf Wardis' new band, Bear Monster, at Lily Pad, and that'll be a solo show for me. And I'm going to sit in with Bear Monster as well. So a couple shows coming up to go along with February. We'll also keep the Toad residencies going. So, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up.
Is the residency's going on for a bit, as long as they'll have you kind of deal?
As long as they tell us almost every week that we're too loud. You know, they're complaining at the restaurant, you know. It's so funny, a bunch of guys in their 50s to crank it up, you know.
Yeah.
But they've been pretty good. They've been well attended, and it's like they haven't thrown us out yet.
I know. I'm not going to name the band, but I know a band when they get that a lot that they're too loud, but that backfires because they tend to try to crank it up louder when they hear that. They're like, oh, yeah, we were too loud. We think we are now. And then they're like,
right.
I guess even louder.
No, you know, it's like.
You get tossed. You don't want to lose a residency.
No, we're happy to have a gig. Yeah. To not have to drum up work or look for work, because we're all pretty bad at that, trying to actually get gigs. So this is nice. You don't have to try to get gigs.
Yeah. But we're at 8:54.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, but.
Do you have time for two short ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's coming. If they come in, then we'll just scoot.
All right, good. But I'm going to play a brand new one that's not ready. It's not probably even very good, but it's called 40 Years. And this is for you, Sky Bar. I want to thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime.
And then
I'll
play what I think is a good song. So this is new. It's called 40 Years. It If I'm craving a beer, let's see if I get this right. If I'm craving a beer, I drink ginger tea. Perhaps I reach for a seltzer. If I'm craving a beer, I may pleasure myself, but I don't think of the one after Yeltsin. That would be Donald J. Trump, an operative Russian mole. If that offends you, go buy a Trump steak and choke on the frickin' thing, Ice Pole. I've been drinking 40 years. When I get older, older than I am now, I want a young band like Ricky Lee Jones has. They all look like they step right out of a Renaissance painting with Petra Hayden. Oh, I'll be made then. Lately I can't really tell what's going on with me. I don't mind the isolation of my dirty room. Love to love you, baby, but I just can't let you in. Don't care if you're turned on or you're laughing. I'm stuck in traffic. I hope my master keeps me dancing. If not as fast then, enough to last then. I know you're out there, don't think I don't care. It's like the fig sing, I hope you're listening. I know you're listening. I get older, older than I am now. I want a young band.
That's the last track on the Bad Pilot.
It is.
A new little wrinkle at the beginning there. Thank you.
It's called 40 Years. That's for you.
Very good.
Got to throw a lot of reverb on that, make it like ska. If I'm craving a beer, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's no one coming in. So normally I'd say, oh, damn, we got to... So yeah, you if you want to bang one more out...
One more? Yeah. Okay, let me see here.
It's 858 WMFO in Medford. I have to say that every... And now I'm going to be wrapping this thing up, but John's going to play another one for us. And
this is from Airport Life.
Oh.
Let's see if I can remember this.
That Matt Dillon must get a lot of tail. Burning incense in Cambodia. Heads up for the big gun money man. You can put your faith in Depardieu. In the city of ghosts, ghosts. Two stars from the cable control. I suppose that's accurate. I always liked that Matt Dillon. Aloof passion. Drifting back to yesterday. Squinting through the Chinese elephant man. Too much perspective anyways. I really should call my dear old man. But it's another blue moon. Too soon. Dim sum divided by two. Thank God for you. I guess the money that they promised him, it's in Phnom Penh.